It's Tuesday, the 31st of March. I'm Jackie Cameron with your BizNews Flash Briefing. The number of COVID-19 cases in South Africa has hit nearly 1,330, while there have been at least three deaths linked to the deadly virus. And in other headlines on the coronavirus, Naspers has donated 1.5 billion rand. Chinese tech billionaire Jack Ma has donated medical supplies to South Africa, and that's on top of the Motsepe Foundation contributing 1 billion rand to a support fund for businesses in trouble. Last week, the Rupert and Oppenheimer families also announced donations of 1 billion rand each towards the fund. Banks will help at least 80% of customers and those who have kept up with debt repayments until now. That's according to a bank survey. South Africa's biggest retail banks have said that around 15 to 20% of their borrowers may not qualify for coronavirus relief measures announced by the lenders last week. However, more could be included if the government provides fiscal support. Banks contacted by Reuters on Monday said customers who would not qualify were those whose loans were already impaired prior to the outbreak of the respiratory pandemic. FNB, Nedbank, Absa, and Standard Bank have all pledged to support at least 80% of their customers. Reserve Bank Governor Lesecha Kanyago has moved to dispel concerns that the authorities are overly worried by the Moody's downgrading of the country to junk status. The Moody's downgrade means South Africa is now assessed as junk by all three major ratings companies, after S&P Global Ratings and Fitch Ratings cut the country to sub-investment grade in 2017. The ratings downgrade now means that South Africa will fall out of the FTSE World Government Bond Index after April, and that could, say analysts, prompt capital outflows and weaken the rand further. The Reserve Bank governor said on Monday that the central bank is crisis ready and will step in when needed. He is quoted as saying, "We have got the tools to deal with financial market stresses. We will not hesitate to deploy those tools in pursuance of our mandate of financial stability." The South African government will throw resources into fighting COVID-19, including developing data and harnessing 3D printing to produce protective gear. That's according to the Minister Bladen Zimande, who told a UNESCO virtual ministerial dialogue on coronavirus that the government has reprioritized some of its national research and innovation programs, mobilized its data scientists, and the government has also made some resources available to enable this. Emerging markets, not just South Africa, are volatile amid coronavirus fears that are sweeping the globe. Bloomberg reports that cracks are appearing across the emerging market landscape like never before. Emerging market stocks last week had their biggest rally since 2018, and currencies strengthened on the back of global stimulus measures. But a sense of foreboding lingers, warns Bloomberg. Equities are poised for their worst month since the crisis in 2008. And in the large emerging markets of the world, the likes of Brazil, Argentina, sub-Saharan Africa, India, Thailand, and Malaysia, the virus has yet to arrive at full strength. Adam Tooze, a Columbia University economic historian, reminds people. And he's quoted as saying, "With their populations at risk, their public finances stretched, and financial markets in turmoil, many emerging market states and developing countries face a huge challenge." South Africa's platinum miners are declaring force majeure on their contracts, and diamond sales will stop until international COVID-19 containment measures ease. That's according to Anglo-American, which said on Monday that its diamond unit De Beers will not hold its third sales event, and that's precisely because of lockdowns in Botswana, South Africa, and India. It also says it's considering options for online trade as global travel restrictions complicate the physical inspection of gemstones. Meanwhile, the world's largest platinum producers, Anglo-American Platinum and Sibanye-Stillwater and Impala Platinum, have all declared force majeure on contracts. This is after a three-week national lockdown forced operations to close. Bloomberg says this allows these companies to wriggle out of otherwise legally binding clauses because of unavoidable circumstances. Turning to performance on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange on Monday, Sappi was the best performer, leaping more than 17%. While Truworths was among the big losers of the day, shedding more than 10%. Late on Monday, 17 rand and 97 cents would get you one US dollar, 22 rand and 26 cents would buy you one British pound, while 19 rand and 83 cents was trading for 1 euro. And that brings to a close your BizNews Flash Briefing. Until next time.